Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we got another hot week ahead of us. Summer temperatures, so maybe you want to stay inside in the air conditioning and watch television. Kritika Mallikarjuna is the senior editor of TV Guide, and you've actually got some good stuff this week. What's kicking off tonight?
Yeah, you know, we're headed, like, slightly closer to fall premiere dates, so, like, the really good summer shows, like, the limited series stuff is all launching now, and the very first one that's going to kick off the week is tonight on AMC at 9 p.m., and it's the second chapter of The Terror, and the second chapter is called Infamy. For those of you who aren't familiar with The Terror, it was an adaptation last year that was sort of a sleeper horror hit about a group of explorers who are trying to find the Northwest Passage. And they get trapped out there in the ice on the ship, and they discover that, like, the weather isn't the most, like, killer thing out there. And it was such a close-ended series that they were like, what are they going to do for season two? And what they've done is flip it into an anthology format. So season two is all about World War II and a family of Japanese-American immigrants that get taken to an internment camp. And they're dealing with all, like, the politics and, like, you know, the scene of World War II. And while they're in the internment camp, they find out that there is this, like, spirit that's taking over people's bodies in the internment camp. So it sounds kind of kooky, but it's actually a beautifully written slow burn horror show, and I would highly, highly recommend it. And for those of you who are Star Trek fans, George Takei is one of the stars of this.
Oh, so he's actually in it, not just consulting on it.
Yeah, he's in a minor role, but he's in multiple episodes, and he was a big behind-the-scenes creative force because, as people who are fans of him know, he spent a part of his childhood in internment camp, so they consulted with him a lot on the course of the show.
Okay, well, that's interesting. That's a built-in audience for that crowd, too. And then we roll forward to the end of the week, and you've got Mindhunter.
Yes, this is another sort of slow burn show that was a big deal on Netflix when it premiered last year because it had Jonathan Groff, who was a big musical star, and everybody was like, oh, you know, he's a really good actor. We know him from Looking. What's his new show he's doing? Mm-hmm. And Mindhunter is all about, like, these two FBI agents who basically found the behavioral science unit of the FBI and gave us what we know today as modern profiling. So these are the two people that basically did all of the sociology and, like, the interviewing to set down the methodology for identifying serial killers and things like that.
Okay.
So season two is really interesting because we're meeting a whole new crop of famous serial killers that they interview, and they've been really hyping the actor who is coming in to play Charles Manson. So for fans of true crime, this is definitely going to be one to check out.
That's interesting. I missed the first one. It's funny how there's so much stuff that you got to wade through. It's hard to find the good stuff. And Jonathan Groff, I'm interested in him, not so much because of his previous appearance, but on Broadway, you know, he was in Hamilton and played King George the Third, and I thought he was great in that. I saw him. Yeah, okay. And then what is Diagnosis? That's Netflix also?
Yeah, that one's on Netflix on Friday, and that is sort of for, like, the person who loves to sit at home and diagnose themselves, like, you're deep on WebMD. You're that kind of person.
Yeah.
Diagnosis is based on a New York Times column written by Dr. Lisa Sanders, where, you know, she finds all these, like, rare conditions and diseases and introduces these people to the world and their rare conditions. And these are all people that have had extensive medical testing and have sort of stumped their doctors. And Lisa Sanders is like, you know what, let's open this up to whoever wants to write in about it. And it's kind of fascinating because each episode follows a different case. And on a few of the episodes, they actually get the diagnosis because of something a reader has read and sent in to the doctors.
Yeah, I mean, how is a doctor supposed to keep up with everything? That is kind of clever. When my dad was in the hospital for months on end, I found out that the nurses had a nickname for me. John Reed, Internet MD, because and I would try not to be offensive. You know, I would come in and say, hey, I've been doing some research on the Internet. And they would say, yeah. You know what? We went to school for however many years for this and you think you know it. And you know how many times I was right? Most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it really just does take a fresh set of eyes.
Yeah. Well, my eyes were very fresh. That's interesting. I'd watch that just based on that experience. Hey, Kritika Malik Arjuna, the senior editor of TV Guide. I always enjoy talking to you. Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.